nama no ya wo bena I kele fezi Usha I was sketch sisi itenka nine bi Tole samu nama no ya wo bena I kele fezi
Dondolo pa capo foco
Together, a product of Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news. Sincere apologies for bringing the news a minute late. With a real feel of 28 degrees Celsius, it's currently 25 degrees Celsius in the south of this afternoon. The headlines. The government disperses 200 million kwacha towards LSF capitalization. Zanamaka urges the government to allocate 2.5% of CDF to marketeers. And Denmark summons top US diplomat over alleged Greenland influence operation.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The government has dispersed 200 million kwacha out of the 400 million kwacha budgeted for the local authorities' superannuation fund this year, bringing total government support to the fund since 2017 to 1.6 billion kwacha. Speaking during the launch of the LSF 2024 to 2026 strategic plan, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialuvalo said the capitalization program reflects the government's commitment to bridging the financing gap and ensuring a timely settlement of accrued benefits. Mr. Sialuvalo has emphasized that this financial support demonstrates that pension reforms are not just policy statements but tangible action packed by resources.
The government remains steadfast in supporting us. Already we have disbursed 200 million kwacha out of the 400 million kwacha which was budgeted for this year for the capitalization of the fund. This brings total government support since 2017 to 1.6 billion kwacha. This capitalization program demonstrates our resolve to bridge the financial gap and to ensure timely settlement of accrued benefits.
Meanwhile, LASF Acting Director Miuna Monga has described the strategic plan as a collective commitment to improving service delivery with renewed determination.
Presence of such a diverse body of stakeholders here today is a testimony to the confidence and hope that all partners place in the leadership of government through the Ministry of Local Government and Housing, Rural Development, and LASIF. It also reflects the shared responsibility we all have in ensuring that the fund achieves its vision of becoming a modern and sustainable public pension scheme. I need not add here that this is a very emotive subject for our people and the expectations around the delivery of this plan.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has called on the government to allocate 2.5% of the Constituency Development Fund towards loan empowerment programs specifically tailored for marketeers. Association President Mupila Kamea said the key element of this proposal is the establishment of a Marketeers Constituency Development Fund, which would provide critical financial support to marketeers. Mr. Kamea said this fund would facilitate access to finances that can be used for business expansion, stock acquisition, and other entrepreneurial activities. He has also acknowledged the efforts made by the UPND administration over the past 4 years, highlighting notable strides in supporting the informal economy.
Ezana Marker, we have proposed that 2.5% of every constituency development fund, CDF, be allocated towards loan empowerment programs specifically tailored for marketeers. This fund would or will serve as a revolving loan fund that could substantially impact the livelihoods of informal traders. The key points of this proposal include establishment of the constituency development fund. This fund would provide critical financial support for marketeers, facilitate access to loans that can be used for business expansions, stock acquisition.
In more news, this afternoon, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has accused the UPND administration of being the most corrupt regime in Zambia's history, citing the alleged misuse of public funds, lack of transparency surrounding presidential assets, and political interference in by-elections. Speaking during the Socialist Party Hour program, Dr. Membe said to date, Zambians remain in the dark about the full extent of President Hakainde Hichilema's business interests and personal wealth due to the absence of a proper declaration of assets. He has warned that this lack of accountability poses a serious threat to the credibility and integrity of Zambia's political, traditional and religious leadership institutions.
Hakainde, now la Zambia. Now la Echa. This is not the way to govern a country, for sure. He cannot declare his assets today. Alefiwa. Umulandu na ishiva. An honest person cannot have difficulties disclosing what they own or what they don't own. Does any Zambians know today what businesses Hakainde holds in this country or in the world? Does any Zambian today, an average Zambian, know the transactions Hakainde is having with government? Do we really know what Hakainde has sold to this one or that one? Do we know the connections with the people he has sold the mines to? We don't know, because there's no serious levels of transparency.
And Party Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Musumali said corrupt practices must be addressed strictly in accordance with the law without any form of favoritism.
The people that are not doing well, they are misallocating resources, their accounting is falsified, or they are even stealing government resources. Let the law take its course and be brutal. Of course, there is a law that has to be followed, but sanctions ought to be there. If you can't find the evidence, but you know resources have been misused, because at times the investigations take longer, retire them in national interest so that the damage is minimized. Those that are found wanting after thorough investigations, take away the assets they would have bought. We cannot have a situation where people are building houses, mansions, running businesses and so forth out of stolen public resources and they get away with it.
Now, the government has announced plans to construct a sports facility at Chainama Hills Hospital as part of its ongoing efforts to support mental health care and promote rehabilitation through physical activity. Speaking during a handover ceremony of assorted items worth 50,000 kwacha donated by well-wishers to the hospital, Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, said the facility will offer patients an opportunity to engage in physical activities which play a vital role in managing and improving mental health conditions. Mr. Nkandu has also urged artists to support mental health awareness by using creative arts for advocacy, stating that this would help break the negative stereotypes often associated with Chainama Hills Hospital. Meanwhile, Chainama Hills College Hospital Chief Nursing Officer Biemba Maliti said the donation will significantly help address some of the hospital's challenges, particularly food shortages.
So when we have partners like this who bring everyday items, it's huge. It is huge. And we're very, very thankful. When people out there, everyday people who are not nurses and doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists, get to understand what mental health disorders are, they start losing their stigma. So you and me have a responsibility to partner together to keep our society whole.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, says slow progress in company listings is partly due to growing competition for capital from other investment instruments, particularly the fixed income market. LUSE Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Kabaso has revealed that the exchange is exploring the introduction of incentives to attract more companies to list and to streamline the listing process. Mr. Kabasso has urged businesses to view listing as a strategic path towards a sustainable capital growth, noting that many firms remain hesitant due to the perceived complexity.